Thanksgiving, 3 days away, but who's panicking? We have Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst in our studio, full of advice, with apologies to our many vegetarian listeners, about the bird. Kathy, welcome as always.
Hey, Robin.
And let's just get right to it. Yeah, people can, they've been asking questions on our Facebook page and at hereandnow.org. Lisa Jones asks, should you brine the turkey? If so, how? Remind people, what's brining the turkey?
Yeah, let's remind them, because 10 years ago, no one ever heard of this. Brining is essentially immersing a piece of poultry or meat into a salt and spice solution. So in this case, the question is it worth adding another step to an already overwhelming holiday meal, right? Do we need another step? I'm kind of yes, and I'm kind of no. I cooked you guys a turkey last week, which I brought in here, and we did a video, and I brined that turkey. And did it make a difference?
People loved it.
People loved it, but I have to say, if you follow my recipe and you listen to some of these tips we're going to go over today, you don't really have to do it. If you have the time, here's what you're going to do. You're going to fill a huge bowl with a lot of salt and water. You can add bay leaf, fresh thyme. Some people add cinnamon stick. You can add any spice you want, and you immerse the bird in there. You cover it and refrigerate it for 12 to 24 hours. For people who are already flipping out at the idea of this, you could take one of those huge coolers you bring to the beach, fill that with ice-cold water, put your brine solution in there, and put the turkey in there, and then your refrigerator will still be open. But can I tell you something else that's sort of a larger issue? How many people, raise your hand, are listening right now who are about to pick up a frozen turkey? And they're going to keep it in their freezer. And then on Wednesday morning, they're going to wake up and be like, OMG, I forgot to thaw the turkey. What do they do? Okay? Yeah. Those people have more problems than the ones who are wondering about brining. You have got to thaw the turkey 2 to 3 full days. So if you're in a bind, you want to fill a sink with cold water, put the bird in its plastic wrapping for 30 minutes, change the water. A 10-pound bird will thaw in about 4 to 5 hours if you follow this method. If you just keep it in the refrigerator, which you need to do, you can't just leave it on your counter. It'll take 3 to 4 days.
Okay, so you should have started yesterday.
Thaw. Yeah, you're already messed up.
But the kinds of turkey are organic. Is not this, you know, free range doesn't necessarily mean organic, and then there's heritage. So
there's so many labels now. One label is just called local, which, believe it or not, is not that expensive. And what that means is that it was raised by a farm locally. I would venture to say that that is your best bet. It tends to be less expensive. It hasn't been shipped across the country. The best bet would be a local and a free range and or organic turkey. Free range simply means that the bird was not caged.
Poor thing. It gets to walk around a bit.
Exactly. Yeah. And it grazes on grasses and grain. Organic, obviously, is regulated by the USDA. That also means it wasn't fed any hormones, any antibiotics, that it had an organic diet. But the other label that you've been hearing a lot, and I think we had a few questions on the website, is what is a heritage bird? These are birds that are closer to their wild cousins than the commercially raised turkeys that most of us grew up with and that you would find in an average supermarket. Many people believe that they're juicier. They have more flavorful. They are not the bird for white meat lovers because they're heavy on the dark meat. And they take longer to grow, and they therefore take longer to cook. If you have a heritage cooked turkey, you might want to brine it because they tend to be on the drier side, but lots of flavor. But if you haven't bought your turkey yet, you're probably not going to find a heritage turkey.
Yeah, because you have to order some of these in advance. Well, there you go. John Lovell and Ben Harris, who asked about heritage turkeys. Now, just the cooking itself. Kathleen and I had a little bit of a go-to here about turn it over or not.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We're talking about a large bird here. If you attempt to flip this bird in the middle of the cooking, I'd pretty much say your holiday is going to be a disaster. I mean, think about it. You know, the smallest one's 10 pounds, and most people are cooking 25-pound birds. So in the middle of the day, oh, come on, gather around, ye old oven.
They give you those big forks that are like, you know, like garden forks.
Yeah, right. A trough. Okay, here's what would make a lot more sense. You want to put the turkey in a large roasting pan, okay? People are always asking me, well, what kind of equipment do I need? You need a good roasting pan. A, you want to make sure that your turkey fits in that roasting pan. But more importantly, B, you want to make sure that roasting pan fits in your oven. How many times have people turned on their oven, put their turkey in, their brand new roasting pan, it doesn't fit.
Right.
Okay. So do you use a rack or not? That's a really personal thing. I don't use one. If you like a crispier bottom skin, you want to put it on a rack. It elevates the bird. The oven temperature circulates more evenly around it. You want to roast it at a high temperature to begin with.
Like 450?
450 I started at. This is the single most controversial part of the turkey. I mean, you'd think we were talking world politics here. You go online, it's like, no way, I always do it slow for hours. And other people are like, no way, I always do it high temperature
for hours.
And there's
a bag involved. Some people involve a bag.
No bags. Okay. I start at 450. Basting, key.
Oh, but wait, did you say what side up?
Oh, breast side up, always, always, always. I heard a guy on the radio driving in today. He goes, you want to know the best way to make a turkey? Stick it upside down and all the juices will moisten the breast. Yeah, but it won't get brown. You won't have that gorgeous golden brown skin, which is probably the best part of the whole bird.
Okay.
Okay, breast side up, 450. What I do is I melt a stick of butter. I put about 10 cloves of garlic in there and lots of fresh herbs and fresh cracked pepper. And I baste the turkey with half of that mixture. I let it roast for 450 for 30 minutes. I lower the oven temperature to 325, 350. I baste it again with more of this gorgeous garlic herb butter. Then I put a piece of foil over the breast.
Ah, you cover it.
I only cover the breast, okay? Because the breast meat cooks faster than the dark meat and the thigh meat, and this protects it and slows it down a little bit and lets the thigh meat and the dark meat crisp up, cook a little bit more directly, and then you have a really nicely, evenly cooked bird.
Okay, that answers Kathleen's question.
Kathleen, are we good?
She wanted to know, you know, why is it that you could stick the thermometer in, which you need to do, and some of the bird is perfectly cooked and some isn't?
Well, that's the other crucial piece of equipment. If you're going to buy one thing this holiday season, you need an instant read thermometer, because that's the best way to tell if the bird's done. The breast meat should be at about 165 degrees. But the thigh meat and the dark meat should be at 175. So how do you do that? You do what I said. You do what I say. And not as I did. Sorry, got a little carried away there. So you
mom
want to...
Mom was suddenly here.
The mom came out. You want to cover the breast so that it slows down and that you get that even temperature. The other thing you want to do ahead of time, it sounds also kind of picky, is you want to tie the legs together. Just a piece of kitchen string. Nothing dyed, nothing colored. And what that does is that promotes even cooking as well. The legs become a little bit suspended off of the rack or the bottom of the roasting pan. And another trick to that is when you think your bird is done, take the string away and jiggle the drumstick or the leg. And if it feels loose, it's probably done.
Okay. I see there are other questions here. There's two places on the website where you can ask questions. And Brian Lees of Duxbury goes back to the brining.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually had another question about brining as well. Brian asks, you know, if you're brining something, can you make your gravy from that? I would think that would be awfully salty. And should you, if you're brining it, can you stuff it? And how do you feel about the stuffing, in or out?
Wow, this is really getting political.
Sorry.
Okay, let me just say something about brining. When you brine a turkey, you have to always rinse it and then completely dry it. So salt is not an issue. So absolutely you can stuff a bird that's been brined. There's no difference. And you can make gravy from the juices and the bits and pieces that collect in the bottom of the pan. The brining won't affect either of those. I am a big stuff the turkey inside the cavity of the bird person. Many people disagree, but hey, it's Thanksgiving.
You're Kathy Gunst.
We're all in this for our own meals here.
Kathy, thanks so much. So many tips on turkey, we'll have them all at hereandnow.org, where we'll also have a video of Kathy and her husband carving.
It's going to be good.
Recipes from past Thanksgivings, hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks as always, and happy Thanksgiving to
happy
you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Robin.
Here and Now, a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.